Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, the Lord has directed me to minister on a message I've entitled, The Temple of the Living God. And I have been so blessed and thrilled as I have been in preparation for this because of the beautiful symbolism, the wonderful lessons that we can learn, how the Old and the New Testament is tied together. And so before we begin, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you desire to open up your word to us, that we might behold wondrous things out of thy law. And so, Father, we thank you for your presence with us. Father, I do want to pray for those who are listening, whatever needs they have in their lives. Lord, I want to remind you that you promised us that you would meet all of our needs according to your riches in glory, which are unlimited, which are beyond description. And so, Father, I release needs to be met in every area, spiritually, physically, financially, circumstantially, and also in the lives of loved ones. And Father, be with us in this time as we go through this topic, as we go beyond today and into the following days, that we can grasp the beautiful significance of your plan and how much we mean to you. In Jesus' name, praise God. Well, I'd like to share with you as we begin a scripture I've always loved, found in Isaiah 57:15. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. And so, beloved, what we are going to be doing these next several days, we're going to be looking at the Old Testament, the actual temple that was erected, also the tabernacle in the wilderness, and then the New Testament temple, which is us. We are the temple of the living God. And so you're going to be learning some things, not only about yourself, but about the destiny that God has prepared for those who love him. If you recall, Moses went up to the God of Israel on Mount Sinai to receive the law and the commandments. And in Exodus 25:8, it's recorded, God said, "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." And of course, he was referring to the tabernacle in the wilderness, which was transportable. And what we hear in this verse, a reiteration, really, of God's original plan. He's always delighted to fellowship with man. That's why he created them. He walked and talked with Adam and Eve in the garden, and he walked with the children of Israel all the way through the wilderness in those 40 years, and he dwelt in the temple that was created among his worshipers. And of course, wonderfully, he dwelt in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. The word tells us all the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in Christ Jesus. And today, Jesus is not physically on this earth. He's up at the right hand of the Father. But we have another agency of the Holy Spirit, another person of the Trinity, and that is the Holy Spirit. And today, he abides in his people through the power of the Holy Spirit. The 8th and 9th chapter of Hebrews talks about the first covenant with Israel and the new covenant that God has established with us through the blood of Jesus Christ. The first covenant, if you're aware of your Old Testament passages and books, they definitely had ordinances that were divinely prescribed service that they were to do unto the Lord, as well as a physical, literal sanctuary. The Living Bible says in Hebrews 9:11, Jesus, however, came as a high priest of this better system which we now have. He went into that greater, perfect tabernacle in heaven, not made by men nor part of this world, and once and for all took blood, his blood, into that inner room, the Holy of Holies, and sprinkled it on the mercy seat. But it was not the blood of goats and calves. No, he took his own blood, and with it he, by himself, made sure of eternal salvation. He personally did that. And so we know that throughout the Word of God, there's such a richness in types and shadows. And so when we look at the past as well as the present dispensations, we see that the temple had a particular significance in Scripture. In the tabernacle in the wilderness, God walked with his people. Isn't that true? Because they were not stationary except for the time God wanted them to be. But when, you know, the cloud moved, they moved, and the pillar of fire dwelt with them at night. He made his will known to them when it was time for them to move on. But in the temple, God's people dwelt with him. It was a stationary place, if you would. And that's why when the temple in Jerusalem was erected, all Israel was required. They had three feasts that they were to go to the temple in Jerusalem and offer sacrifices. There was one place, and the people of God came to him. And so in Scripture, you may never have thought of this before, but the temple is a type of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, as well as the individual believer. I shared that that God, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, that scripture, but you're going to see in some wonderful, fascinating ways how this is true, how the preparation of the building of the temple, that's what we're going to be looking at. There are eight significant things attached to that. And what was the purpose of the temple? There were seven, God's perfect number, purposes attached to that physical temple. And then there was actually possessing the temple. And there were four aspects or steps, if you will, to that. So we're going to be looking at the temple in Scripture. It was a holy place. It was designed, every part of it was designed by God. Remember, God told Moses, first of all, even in terms of the tabernacle in the wilderness, he was to construct it, to give instructions that he saw up when he was on the mount, the picture of the heavenly tabernacle that Jesus went in and applied his blood. So the temple is holy. Let's look at a scripture that I'd like to share in John, the second chapter, verse 21. And in this gospel, it says, immediately after Jesus had driven out the money changers out of the temple. Remember, he did that twice in his ministry, when he first came there, and then near the end of his ministry, near his crucifixion and suffering, he drove them out again. Well, let me start over. I'll read that again. Immediately after Jesus had driven the money changers out of the temple, the Jews asked, and this is the Living Bible translation I'm sharing, what right have you to order them out? If you have this authority from God, show us a miracle to prove it. They wanted some demonstration right now. Okay, do a miracle for us, like Herod. All right, Jesus replied. He gave them an answer, but they didn't comprehend it. This is the miracle I will do for you. Destroy this sanctuary or this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. What? They exclaimed. It took 46 years to build this sanctuary, and you can do it in 3 days? But then the scriptures explain. They didn't understand it. But by this sanctuary, he meant his body. And so then we can learn from this that the physical temple Jesus was talking about, that he preached in, that he drove the money chambers out, it was a type of the body of Christ. He was referencing as his own physical body. So it's Jesus's, the temple is Jesus' physical body, but also it reflects us, the body of Christ. And we're going to go into that. Let me share another scripture. Okay, so we were looking at the purpose of the, I wanted to share these scriptures with you as we approach the reasons for the building of the temple. So first of all, it was an example of the body of Christ, literally, and of us, the body of Christ. Ephesians, this is the scripture, chapter 2, verse 21. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So that is that second example of the temple as a type of the church of Jesus Christ. Well, my time has flown and I'm just really still setting a foundation. We're in the introduction, but we're going to learn some wonderful things as God teaches us out of the Old Testament through the temple and what we have in the New Testament. I want you to know, beloved, if you're a regular listener, you've probably heard me say many times, because it's true every day, I pray for my UCM partners, I pray for my radio family, and if you have special needs, if there's things that maybe you're not able to share with ones, something delicate, no one else reads the mail or answers it but myself. It's not a staff, so I keep pretty busy. So I look forward to hearing from you. The announcer will share our contact information. If you email, I ask you to share your mailing address if you would, so I can respond personally back to you. However, I will always confirm receipt as well as pray. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577 Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.